According to national data, leukemia remains the most common cancer in children under the age of 15. But did you know over 90% of cases in the U.S. actually occur in adults? And a new Yale study has now identified a new class of drug to better target cases of aggressive leukemia. Ray Fung Soon is the lead author on this study and joins us now. Ray Fung, welcome to the show. I understand you're a researcher and a member of the lab at the Center of Molecular and Cellular Oncology at Yale Cancer Center. What made you interested in specifically focusing on leukemia treatment?
Yeah, so hi, Melissa. Thanks for having me. So as you said, leukemia is still like one of the most prevalent cancer types like nationwide. So a lot of patients are suffering from the disease, and I'm very interested in helping these patients to get like a better treatment to help them get better quality of life. So that's pretty much how I got into this research.
How long did you work on this, Ray Fung?
So I worked on it for about 4 years, but this is actually a very long term study. So there's a former research scientist in our lab. Jae Won Lee, who is now an associate professor in Korea University, so he also worked on it for many years. So I would say this is definitely a collaborative, like a marathon study.
Wow. So I was reading through the study, which I will link to our website, voiceofct.com, and it talks a lot about signaling pathways and this receptor CD25 as being a really important component. So dumb this down as much as you can, Ray Fung, because myself and a lot of my listeners, we are not from the medical or healthcare sector. And so it could seem a little complicated. Make this as simple as you can to explain what your research is portraying and what it would mean for aggressive leukemia patients.
Yeah, absolutely. So we discovered a new function of the protein called CD25 in aggressive leukemia. So just for a little bit of context, so detecting CD25 in a leukemia patient sample has been known for many years as a sign of poor clinical outcomes. But people don't really understand what CD25 is actually doing. So it was previously thought that CD25 just happened to be a biomarker that's sitting on the surface of some leukemia cells but not doing anything. So that's what we discovered. We figured out why it's there and what it's doing. So just for a little bit more context here, so most cancer cells depend on activation signal or growth signal to keep them like grow and survive. But we also discovered that in many cancer cells, including certain leukemia, they also rely on some sort of a braking system to slow them down a little bit. So if you think about leukemia cells as a race car with a stuck accelerator, so in order to prevent them to crash, they also need some sort of a braking system. And that's exactly what CD25 is doing. So it's basically a part of an inhibitory protein complex that's slowing, that provides, like opposite to activation signal, it provides some sort of inhibition signal to slow leukemia cells down a little bit, but it actually keeps them alive.
Interesting. And so I was reading in the report that most cancers thrive and depend on strong activation signals like what you're talking about. And so that impacts, obviously, what therapeutic drugs would work or not, correct?
Right.
So what?
Absolutely. Yeah.
So I mean, because that's where I think this study gets really fascinating. So I think you did a great job of explaining, obviously, why they're significant. Again, the CD25 and kind of that link, if you will, between them and B cells and all that. But then the impact of understanding what drugs would actually be helpful, you know, to address an aggressive leukemia case. So talk about the drug that would be more helpful, I guess, once your research came through.
Yeah. So I think so far most of the cancer therapy focused on how to suppress the activation signal or growth signal that I just talked about. But here in our study, we actually developed a specialized CD25 targeting antibody treatment. So in our experimental model, so this treatment achieved complete remission of leukemia in mice. So although this is still at a very early stage, it takes time to be translated into actual clinics. But still, we think it's a very promising target. It provides a new way or a new angle to treat leukemia patients.
So we're talking again to Ray Fung soon, and you are the study author, the lead author regarding this kind of new class of drug that could better target cases of aggressive leukemia. Is this something, Ray Fung, that would change the way most health institutions would attack leukemia? And what patients are we talking about when we say would maybe qualify or be the best to receive this type of treatment?
Right. So I think that's a very that's a very good question. So basically, so in order for us to target, I think first of all, so CD25 is kind of like an inhibitory complex. It's like a new way. It's like a new class of therapeutic target. A new way to treat leukemia patients. But also, in order for us to target CD25, the cancer cells or leukemia cells need to have CD25 on their surface. So that's why in our study we also kind of stratify different leukemia subtypes. So we found that certain leukemias that rely on a particular pathway called the tyrosine kinase signaling pathway, so they express a very high level of CD25 protein and they highly rely on it. So I think realistically for healthcare practice, I think they would need to stratify leukemia patients that have tyrosine kinase signaling, and then CD25 might be a suitable target for them.
Is this something, Ray Fung, that you think, leukemia patients should be, I don't want to say advocating, but asking their doctors about? I know, again, this study just came out, very recently, but is it something you'd recommend leukemia patients to go to their, their primaries or whoever they're working with, I should say, and bring this to them to even just see if their type of leukemia is kind of a match to the research you have found?
So for this particular treatment, it's still at a very early stage. As I said, we only tested it in mouse model. So there's still a long way before it can actually go into clinics. But still, I think it's a very promising target. We can definitely pursue it. And especially one thing I want to mention, that for leukemia patients that have relapsed leukemia from chemotherapies, so they have very little options left usually. So I would say every new target we discover is like another door that wasn't there before. So I think for patients, especially for patients who failed chemotherapy, they should definitely ask their doctors for a new class of therapies like what we just discovered.
That's amazing. Ray Fung Soon, I'm going to attach a link to the full study to our website, voiceofct.com, with your podcast so that people can learn more, read through it, and certainly continue to ask questions about this. And again, I know you're kind of in the earlier stages of it, but I think, in reading this, what I find really fascinating, like you said, is that you're kind of shedding light on kind of unexplored classes of new cancer drugs and just kind of pushing those boundaries. So, when you look at how prevalent leukemia is, not just in children, but in adults as well in America, I think this is exciting news. So I'm going to share it on our website if people want to learn more. And I thank you for the great work that you've done, and look forward to seeing what comes next.
All right, thank you so much. Great.
You're very welcome. Ray Fung Soon, who again is the lead author on this new study that came out of Yale. I will link it to our website, voiceofct.com, if you want to read more and learn more about this as well.